Welcome to the Gear Garage Live Show. This weekly YouTube show covers whitewater rafting, river safety,
oh God, I lost my paddle,
gear, and anything else Zach feels like rambling on about.
Well, happy Tuesday and welcome to the Tuesday 2 o'clock live show. This is where I answer questions that have been submitted throughout the week, but also please ask questions in the chat. Like, a lot of the best conversations we have are when conversations come up through the chat. So please ask questions that way. When I'm done answering questions and the chat's done, the show's over. So this could last 10 minutes. It could be 5 hours. Probably not 5 hours. Probably like maximum of an hour. But those of you that listening to this as a podcast, awesome. This is meant as a YouTube live show. The video part does matter, but I don't know, maybe it's okay as a podcast. So but I want to apologize, it's not intended to be that way. It's really meant as a YouTube show that's interactive, where you can see the video or whatever I put on the front. So to get going, today's show, the agenda is just to answer questions. That's it. No sponsors, nothing today. We're just going to get into it. And the first one is three topics. The first one is dry box versus dry bag. And this is a pretty vague topic, so I'm just going to kind of give some thoughts. First of all, there really aren't any dry boxes that are actually dry, unless you have a Pelican box. Like, the boxes that you buy that are metal, they're not really that dry. They have little gaskets. If your boat gets splashed, it's not going to get wet. But if you really submerge it underwater for a significant amount of time, it's going to get wet. So I wouldn't call the only real dry boxes I know of are Pelican boxes. Maybe like Pelican knockoffs. Pretty much the same thing with dry bags. A lot of bags that are sold as dry bags are intended to keep your stuff dry if you get splashed, but not submerged. The two exceptions that I think are really good are watershed bags. They keep your stuff dry. I've had boats flip, wrap, had stuff in a watershed bag, no problem. The other are Dib, which are very expensive, not very well-known dry bags. Dib makes an amazing dry bag with a great, great closure. We use this for our Illinois trips. And I would say they're dry. Everything else is like kind of dry bags. So most boxes you see are not really dry. Most dry bags you see are not really dry. And I couldn't see putting, I have done this. I have put clothes in a dry box before. It's really nice, actually. But not everybody can just have a dry box. And so it's not super realistic. And so I would say things like clothes, sleeping bag, sleeping pad, personal items, I would put in dry bags. And if you're doing like class 2 and 3, you're probably not going to wrap or flip. I don't know, just, you can get almost any dry bag. If you want a legit dry bag, like I said, get a watershed bag. Dry box is good for food, for bread, canned food, stuff that, like, I mean, bread can't get wet, but if you lose your bread, you're probably going to be fine. But canned food, where like the stuff in there can get wet. I don't know, like I said, canned food, staples like aluminum foil, that kind of stuff for organization. So boxes are really good for organizing food and food type stuff. Dry bags are good for your personal stuff. I think that's a good distinction. That's all I have to say about that, I guess. If anybody has anything to add, please do. That's pretty standard stuff. My take on dry tops for rafting. I love dry tops personally for kayaking. And so I own a few. I used to wear them rafting when that's all I had. But now I have dry, like before I even had a dry suit, I'd wear like a wetsuit and a dry top. And I don't know, that's a good setup. But a dry top is not really actually dry unless you have a spray skirt on. And even then it's like not perfect. So if you're wearing just a dry top and there's no spray skirt to like tighten it against your body, it's not really a dry top. It's just a really good paddle jacket. And so, and dry tops have all the kayak stuff on it. It kind of is annoying a little bit. So I probably wouldn't use a dry top rafting. I've probably worn a dry top rafting for 15 years or more. I'm going to say I'd get a dry suit if you're going to go in cold weather. I'm going to say otherwise, just get a really good paddle jacket, like a really good IR, Kokatat. It's a priceless Kokatat, IR, whatever. It's such a valuable piece of equipment with like neoprene wrist gaskets, neck gaskets here, like just that come off, not like they're like the really bad gaskets, but just nice neoprene Velcro cuff things are just comfortable. And so I really like paddle jackets. I wear mine a lot. And so I'd rather wear that. I think the dry top is better for kayaking because you are submerged a lot. You go upside down. You want to stay really dry. Rafting, you're not submerged as much. And so I'd go a really good paddle jacket. If you can't afford a dry suit and you want to go in cold weather, I think a dry top with a wetsuit is not a terrible idea. It's a nice system. But most people now, everybody's just buying dry suits like they're candy. So, you know, I just get a dry suit and then get a paddle jacket. Okay, and then Super Puma versus Highside Max 12. Is a Super Puma 12 feet? I mean, that's a different size. Let's look at these really quick. Super Puma. I mean, Super Puma. Oh, maybe be more specific. Raft. It's a classic raft. It's a great boat. I would say if you're running harder whitewater, if that's your goal, is running like R2-ing more, running higher whitewater, I would lean towards Super Puma. How long is this boat? Oh, it says 13, huh? It's like a narrow 13. I would say like I would say this is a better boat for like harder whitewater, R2-ing, maybe like more paddle boating type of thing. This says here R2 to R5, yeah. I think it's great for that. The Highside Max 12. And you can run higher whitewater in a Highside Max 12. I just think the Super Puma is better for that. I would say if you're going to row, this is more of an oar boat, I would go this route. I think there's a better design for it. I like it's if you're not doing like it's you can get down class 5 in this. It's not a class 5 boat. I just think the airs are better for harder whitewater for a variety of reasons. So yeah, so my quick answer to this one is Highside Max 12 if you're going to row more, Super Puma if you're going to paddle more. They're both great boats, great companies. Yeah. Cool. A couple comments. The Yeti loadout boxes are, oh, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, the Yeti loadout boxes are expensive. But it's you get what you pay for. I think a lot of people get frustrated with Yeti because it's so expensive. But, you know, they make really good stuff. And if you're not happy with it, then don't get it. Like, just don't like people complain like how expensive this stuff is. This is a little dry box thing for two, looks like $250. I don't think this one's even that big. But if you want just a really nice, well thought out, durable piece of equipment, this is an option. I would not use this for your personal stuff. So if you're packing like your stuff in here, you're gonna annoy everybody. Hey guys, look, like rig my box on. Like, everybody can't have a box of stuff. Like, we need to have bags that we can like rig on the back of the boat. So again, I don't think for personal gear, this is a good idea. Now, if you're bringing like, this is the kind of thing you'd want to have for like, if you have a bunch of camera gear, electronics for whatever reason, because you're like, I don't know, the YouTubing or something, I could see, all right. And there's definitely different sizes of these, I'm sure. Though that's actually a decent size. But I think there's different sizes. This might be a very expensive food box. Yeah. Let's see. Do you recommend having a personal first aid kit and dry box, small dry bag, or one of those heavy plastic bags they're designed to hold a cell phone? I wish I had my first aid kit with me. I have like a little first aid kit that I use that's not dry, and I put it in a watershed bag, usually with my rescue kit. So it depends what I'm doing. On our outfitted trips, we use Pelican boxes for our first aid kits. For me personally, I use a watershed. The heavy plastic bags that are designed to use a cell phone, designed to hold the cell phone, I don't think those are big enough for a first aid kit. I don't think they're durable enough. First aid kits are expensive. Stuff gets wet. I want my first aid kit dry. So for me, Pelican box or watershed bag, that's it. And it sort of depends on the situation. Sean, splash jackets for moderate weather when the wetness gets a little cold, but drier wetsuits from colder water, harder rivers. Yeah. But dry tops, I think, are like the ugly stepchild for rafters. So I think, that's good advice. Highside Max is narrower than the Halfiter 12. Huh. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Cool. Let's move on to the next question. I just got a 24-year-old wing, 14-foot raft. It says 14-inch, but I think that's 14-foot. It was sitting aloft for a long time. It was rolled up for years with very few river days on it. Cool. That's sweet. that this could be an awesome boat. My first instinct is like, that could be, it's old, but it could be an awesome boat. It was built in 97 and the serial number is not in the archives at Wang. The boat looks good, but I'm worried about the fabric. If the fabric was compromised with the age, should I be concerned? The material feels like urethane fabric still and holds air well overnight. Should I be concerned running class 3 or 4, mostly row and easy rivers? How are your old wing boats holding up? So I've seen a lot of 20-plus-year-old wings out on the water. I think you're good. I think that fabric they use is amazing. And that's why I buy wing boats, because I think the fabric is really durable, will last a long time. And I think my boats that I bought, I think my boats are probably, most of them are like 6-7 years old at this point. I think they'll last 20 years. I think I'll be able to run. I mean, I made an investment when I bought these boats that I feel like will last 20 years. I have some NRS boats in Idaho that I think are 8 or 9 years old that the guides want to replace already. So where the wings, nobody said a word about replacing those. So I think most rafts commercially get about 10 years of use, privately maybe 20. I think the wings that I bought, I'm hoping to last 20 plus years. And the reason I'm hoping is because I've seen a lot of 20 plus year old wings out there in the real world still rocking. So my guess is that you're good. Now, if it disintegrates on you on the middle of a road trip, I apologize. But if I was to guess, I'd say you're good. Because, yeah, and I have friends that have boats that old. And Avon's too. Avon's that old, still running strong. So cool. So I'd love to see a photo of the boat. I just love these old wings. So if you have a photo, send it to me. All right. Next one. Do you have preference between Kokatat's one-piece tri suits and their separates? I do a little fly fishing too. So I'm wondering if the versatility of the separates would be beneficial. So I don't fish. I don't pretend to fish. So my answer, and I don't also like, I'm not like a class one rafter. So if your goal is to go floating down a river just to like see birds or like catch fish, that's not what I talk about at all. My main goal, the whole thing of this channel, what I do, class 3 and harder whitewater. And like whitewater, we're out there to go boating, not to go fishing or not to go bird watching or not to, like, I like to go bird watching, but like this isn't a bird watching channel or a fishing channel. So my answer has, you might want to ask a fisher person this, an angler this, because they may have a different answer. But I've never used Kokatats. When you say separates, I think you mean the ones that like the top is a dry top and the bottom comes off, right? So let me answer the question actually and stop just like talking nonsense. I prefer the one-piece dry suits. That's the answer. I've never used the two-piece dry suits. And that's the one where there's a zipper at the waist and you can unzip it and you have pants and a separate top. I think the pants are useless on whitewater because you can't just wear pants. The water can fill them up. So you're basically, when you buy the separate ones, you're getting a dry top and a dry suit. And this is for those of you that don't want to own a separate dry top and dry suit. I think that's the whole purpose. You want to own one thing that you can wear as a, you know, on kind of warm days and cold days. I've had several people tell me they have frustrations with the little zipper thing, and I didn't want to deal with it. Like, I've heard about these frustrations, so I have no interest in it. I can afford to own a dry top and a dry suit both, so I choose to do that. If you're like, oh man, I can't really afford to own a dry top and a dry suit, why don't I buy one thing that's both? I could see maybe using it then, but I don't know. My thinking is just get the right product. Again, fishing could be a whole different world. I have no idea. That's not that big. Just get a pair of weight. If you're thinking you need to use the pants of the dry suit for wading, I'm not an angler, so I shouldn't talk angling or fishing or whatever, but like those pants are not meant to do anything but get zipped in the dry top. So if you're thinking, oh, I'll have this one thing that's a dry top and pants and a dry suit, I think, Mike, you're right. I would say just get some waders. That would be the thing. Cool. And speaking from experience, AO had some issues, the wing hinge floors blowing on Cherry Creek a few times. Sean, are these the newer wing boats or the older wing boats? Because of the older wing boats, I would say, they're 20 plus years old. Like, eventually this stuff is going to break. And is it the floor or is it, is it the I-beams in the floor or is it the hinges? I mean, it depends what it is. If it's the newer boat, the newer boats having problems on Cherry Creek, I think I would say, that sucks. I had a similar problem with our new boats, the thwarts, they underdesigned. And so I've had these thwarts blow and in on the Illinois where you don't want the thwart, like the little D-rings pop, so the thwarts just come out. On the Illinois, which is a place you don't want these things to pop. And so I think wing is like the thwart problem they fixed. It's a bummer it wasn't fixed to begin with. If it was the new boats, I'd be like, man, maybe their boats aren't really ready for class 5. So I'm kind of curious what you have to say. All right, James. I'm new to pack rafting and just picked up an alpaca narwhal. Cool. I think I have one of those too. I've only paddled a couple times, but I bought one because I was going to maybe get into pack rafting and then I just always choose to go kayaking, but whatever. Do you recommend good quality 1-inch nylon webbing for climbing? For climbing for the grab line on the stern, or will cheap webbing be okay? Man, James, I have no idea. I'm not a pack rafter. 1-inch climbing webbing is really strong. So, you know, if it's probably stronger than the boat. So it's overkill. I don't even know what a grab line for the stern is, to be honest. Is it like a little thing you tie up and it like, I don't even know exactly what you're talking about when you say grab line on the stern. My guess is cheap webbing is okay, but this is sort of like the fishing thing. Like, I don't know if you, I'm not a pack rafter really, so I'm probably the wrong person to ask about this. Yeah, Lowell's is right. So yeah, that's it for the show. Those are the questions we had. That's all. I responded to everything. I want to thank you all for watching this. A couple things coming up, hopefully by next week. I've almost finished the flip lines for the cataracts, and I should have a shipment of new flip lines for rafts, like 12-foot, really nice flip lines that we're going to start selling. So hopefully next week I have some cool new products to show off in the show. And yeah, that's it. Thanks everybody for watching, and I'll see you next week.